Hello, people of the world. It is Sunday, he says, forgetting what day it is. It is Sunday. It is only one thing. Actually, it's quite a lot of things on this Sunday. But right now, right here, it is only one thing. It is the Ben Briggs podcast. Here we go. It is Sunday, the 5th of November, people, 2023. And fireworks night, bonfire night, Guy Fawkes night, whatever you want to call it, it's all kicking off like fucking Baghdad in the fucking 90s outside. It is a bit of a throwback there to the classic war of the 90s there. Yeah, it's all banging and whizzing and popping and everything outside this evening. So I apologise first of all. I've got a lot of apologies to make today, an awful lot of apologies to make, people. I need to apologize for the noise that's happening outside. Boom, done that. Sincere coming at you. It is sincere. I've also got to apologize for last week's episode, because somewhere in the ether, somewhere out there in the internet, it is bobbing around out there somewhere, I don't know, but there was a massive glitch with the last week. I've tried to upload it and it just won't upload. I have no idea what's happening with the audio on it. Halfway through it cuts out, and I think what I did, I accidentally paused it and then carried on. So apologies if you're waiting by your wireless, as they used to say in the olden days, listening for last week's episode. It ain't gonna happen. I'm saying it now. Yeah, it ain't gonna happen. It's not. We just put that to bed. Yeah, we'll just put that to bed. It didn't happen. We'll have a lost week out there somewhere. It'll be like we've all been on a fucking LSD trip or something. We've lost a week. We have no idea what's happened to that week. We've woken up, we've got leaves and shit in our hair. Yeah, we're half naked lying on the fucking pavement. We've got a dog on a string with us for some reason. You know, there's half eaten badger carcass next to us. We don't know whether we've done it or whether we haven't, but we've lost that week, people. But I'm sure in the grand scheme of things, it's not going to make much difference. But who knows? It might have been that episode that just cured everything, mightn't it? We might have saved the world with that episode. And now that is lost to history and a loss to humanity. But who knows? Anyway, we've got to move on. Yeah, we've got to put all. I've got to put it behind me. You've got to put it all behind you. So there we go. And also, finally, I'll apologise for if you're watching this on the internet, right there, down your lens. I will apologise for the state of my fucking face today. I use some. This is how sensitive my skin is. Right, it's. I tell you what, it is triggered easily. It's my skin is the equivalent of a Karen. It is triggered so badly by any sort of different formula. And here was I'm trying to save money on face wash. I'm spending £45 a month on this tube of face wash that I use. And I know now why I use that tube of fucking face wash, because it doesn't make my face explode. I used some new stuff that was recommended, by the way, by somebody who I know, who said it's for sensitive skin. And I was like, that's for me. I have very sensitive skin. I'll have a bit of that. And this person who shall remain nameless, who is a mate of mine, said about this stuff. So I used it, and then my face fucking exploded within moments of using it. So now I am left with a flaky, scaly face, which I don't know if you can see on this. I'm trying to stay as far away from the camera as possible. But said person who kindly recommended this stuff after seeing the facial explosion that happened, and seeing it has since then been sending me pictures of the singing detective. So that was very nice. Thank you very much for that. Which, to be honest, if they're looking to cast again for that play, I will cut your costs right now of makeup, and I can go in for that part. So any producers out there looking for a new singing detective, come this way. Head over to Northampton, people. I'll do a free rehearsal for you. Yeah, so it's a lot better than it was, I tell you what, yesterday. But it's still a bit dodge. But, you know, who knows? I'm not going to lose out on any modelling work. That's the main thing. That's the good thing, isn't it, about looking the way I do. I'm not going to be missing out on any modelling work or anything like that. So that is sorted. Anyway, let's have a bit of a cup of tea and kick this thing off, shall we? Let's do this. It is Sunday evening. It is fireworks night. I haven't been to a fireworks night in years. I know certain people who went to them last night. It's all very exciting, isn't it? Unless you're sort of like a dog or a fucking army veteran, getting all twitchy, getting those Vietnam flashbacks. I don't know. I feel sorry for the dogs, obviously. not that I don't feel sorry for the ex-servicemen, but come on, you've got to pull yourself together sometimes. No, I feel sorry for everybody who gets a bit twitchy on these nights. I must admit, some of them are fucking loud, man. Some of the ones going off last night. I think the most nights are on the Saturday, aren't they? I don't think there's not too, it doesn't sound too many going off tonight. I'm in the town centre as well. There was an awful lot going off last night. I think so. Anyway, you never fully know, do you? You never fully know. Especially in this area, it could be gunshots. Who knows? We don't know. It's the ideal night. If you're ever going to shoot anybody, here's some advice for any would-be murderers out there. when did you get this idea? Well, I was listening to some random podcast on the internet, and he gave me the best idea. It is the best night of the year to shoot people. If you're thinking about it, just have a little bit of patience. If you're pissed off and annoyed with somebody in August, just sit back, relax, and be patient. You don't want to go blasting a shotgun off into somebody's face in August. You want to take your time, have a little bit of patience, wait until November. November the 5th, that night, nobody's going to like ring the police on you at the sound of a shotgun, are they? Not on the November the 5th. Here we go. That's what people listen for here. Tips on brutally murdering people. There we go. Isn't it? I remember the last place I used to live. I don't know if I've talked about this before, but let's have a little bit of tea and talk about it. There you go, a little bit of tea there, splashed all over the dashboard, all over my keyboard, sorry. Fucking great, look at that. Excellent. Anyway, the last place I lived was Upton, like in Sixfields, near Sixfields in Northampton. Any people who know Upton, it's kind of like a nice-ish sort of area. But about, I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago. It's a big demographic area, Upton. That's why they tested the mobile little robot things, the co-op. They have those mobile little robots that go around. You put your shopping in the back of them. They put the shopping in the back and then it drives to your house. Like, they're cute, right? They're cute little things. And they're cool. Anybody who hasn't got that in their town, your demographic is not wide enough to support that. But we were one of like the test areas up there, like for that. That's the sort of demographic it is. It's quite a quiet area. It's out towards the countryside in Northampton. It's a nice area, right? And somebody got shot. Fuck. I shouldn't laugh about it, really. but somebody got shot dead outside the local shop one night. This happened to be a night where I was watching Apocalypse Now, I think. I think they've been playing it on TV, or either that or I was watching it on Netflix or even a DVD. But I was definitely watching that film that night, because the next day, the shop where they got shot, like outside, was about 50 meters around the corner from where my flat was at that point. And the police, I had a ground floor flat as well. So the police came round sort of like the next day questioning everyone and said, did you hear any gunshot sounds? I was, you know, I'm watching Apocalypse Now. I'm not going to, you know, one more gunshot going off is not really going to register with me when I'm watching that film. You know, if you're going to get shot, make sure people in the local area are not war film fans. That's it, and it will run to somewhere where people prefer a little bit of reality TV or watching 999 or something like that. Emergency service, you know, one of those programs that's on all the time, in it, following the police around, that propaganda. I don't know. Anyway, let's have a little bit more tea and let's get stuck into this. Okay. What I was talking about on the last episode, I'll do a rehash of that, shall I? A little bit. I've had a nice gig this weekend. I gigged in Milton Keynes on Wednesday. I gigged in Milton Keynes. That was kind of nice. It was a nice gig. It's always a nice gig down there. Elroy Welsh runs it. It's a nice little new material night. You can just go down, try out some new stuff, get some stuff done. And it was great. I loved it. I fully support that gig. And they give me a lot of stage time just to go down, try out some new stuff. Love it. The week before, on the Thursday the week before, right at the end of October, which is Black History Month, one of the acts said on there, on the night, that it was a Black History Month gig. And I did that, which is surprising for me, because obviously, I don't know if you can see this from the internet. I don't know if it's showing up. I don't know if it's showing up. Whether the resolution of the video is good enough for this, but I am not actually a black guy. Just to clarify that for anyone who's confused. So doing a Black History Month gig seemed odd. But, you know, there you go. I did it. It was nice. The audience were predominantly all white, I think, as I don't know if that's across the board. There was two acts on Annette Fagan and I'm gonna have to look this up. This is fucking terrible. Griff, yeah, that's why I was trying to think of his surname, but he only goes as Griff. So Annette Fagan was on, and Griff, and they obviously quota the Black History Month bit, but I do not. So like, it was like a third of the Black History Month gig was white, was a pasty white guy as well. That pasty that his skin can't actually take delicate cleansing products. So you know, we're going from one end of the spectrum to the other. But to be fair, it was a really fun gig. It was at the 178 Club, which is in Bromsgrove. And it was just such a nice gig. Every time I've done that gig, it's been fucking lovely. Really good fun. They really look after you. They give you, you know, there's fucking snacks and stuff backstage. I was freezing my tits off backstage, but only because the door was open. But it was, you know, and I'm a delicate white guy, obviously. But yeah, it was what better way to celebrate Black History Month by having a white guy on at one of the gigs? in front of a predominantly white audience. Oh my God. One thing I was going to say about this. I didn't say about it last week because I recorded it too quick. Holy fucking shit. I think I might keep it to later on in the day on Sundays because a lot seems to happen on Sunday. And I hadn't actually recorded the podcast by the time this happened. I'd already recorded it, I mean, by the time this happened. Big news. Big news. I don't think, now maybe I'm just putting it out there, but I am putting a bet on that there will not be a complete Friends reunion ever. The death of Matthew Perry last Sunday. Bit of a shocker, really, to be honest. And to be honest with you, that was the only character I kind of really liked in Friends. Years and years ago, like, I don't know, I was in my 20s or something like that. I think I was 21, 22. And I dated somebody and she was bang into Friends. She had the box sets. And I'm not talking DVD box sets here, people. I'm talking VHS, old school VHS box sets of Friends. She was into it. All her family were into it. I think a brother and his wife were that into it. I think they called their daughter Phoebe. I think that's how much they were into it. Who was the most annoying character out of all of those? Apart from Ross and Joey, just, I don't know. If that was real life now, I'm pretty sure Joey would have been cancelled and would be in prison for... he'd have definitely been Me Too'd. Let's put it that way. There's a lot of things where it was... somebody up the hallway here as a doormat outside their door that just says, how you doing? Like the Joey Friends thing. And every time I walk past it, I just think, yuck. Oh, Jesus. It's 290s, man. You've got to move on. I was never a massive fan of Friends. It just seemed like they were just too, you know, all of their concerns were just relationships and falling out in friendships. And I know it's there as friends, but they were just absolutely their whole lives just dominated about relationships all the time. And it just seemed that they never had sort of like everyday problems, you know? It just like struggling to meet the rent every month on that fucking massive apartment that they had. A little bit more tea there, it's getting cold. No problems like that. It was always like, oh, God, you know, he's dating her, she's dating him, he's got another girlfriend coming in. That was it. It was girlfriend, 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 wasn't it? A massive white show as well. There was, you know, looking back on that program, it's like the whitest sitcom ever. Isn't it? Like, all six of them? You can't have any other, you know, ethnicity of character in there. All six have got to be white. You know, surely you could have, you know, thrown in, you know, maybe an Asian Joey. Maybe something like that. No, it's the 90s. that wouldn't sell well. We've looked at the demographic and it just does not sell well. But yeah, I was never a massive fan of that. I found Phoebe really annoying. I didn't find her quirky or zany or anything like that. I just found her really, really annoying. And everybody wanted to be that sort of like quirky character at that time when Friends was big. You know, nobody wanted to be the sort of like Monica up her own ass, sort of like, you know, really anal sort of like character. Everybody wanted, hey man, I'm real free and easy. Hey, I'm just really quirky. You're insane. That's it. Should be a nightmare. Nightmare to date. but it was a bit of a shame. Matthew Perry was definitely like one of the best characters in there, I think. Definitely the best character, the funniest. And his character was sort of like self-aware. But like when I watched that Friends reunion thing, never happening again, by the way. I watched that Friends reunion thing and he did look fucked on there. Absolutely fucked. He just looked, he sounded like he was slurring his words. He just didn't seem like he had sort of like a grasp of, you know, what he used to be like, that quick sort of like wit and quick, quick thinking manner about him. It's a shame, really. It's a shame to see people go down that route. Whether it's self-destructive or not, you know, but, I don't know. Yeah, it's a bit of a shame he died. But there you go. These things happen. It comes to us all, people, doesn't it? You know, we've got to make the most of our time here and the effect that we have on people, definitely. Anyway, what else have I done? I did watch on my dodgy streaming site. Here we go. Let's whisper this a little bit, shall we? I use a dodgy internet site to watch videos. And I don't know why I'm doing this as ASMR. But that sounds even worse, doesn't it? I use a dodgy internet site to watch videos. I'm talking about films on at the cinema that I would rather watch at home in... with a shaky camera, although they're not that shaky camera, but the sound is worse, rather than go to the cinema and be surrounded by other people as they munch through a trough of crisps or sweets and wind me up. I spend about like 15 quid. What is it to go to the cinema these days? 12 quid, 15 quid. I spend 12 to 15 pounds just to get wound up by other people eating crisps. And who wouldn't want a beautiful day out like that, hey? You know, you come out of the cinema, you go in, you're relaxed. Although I'm always a little bit anxious at the cinemas because, like, I can't relax until the film starts because you guarantee somebody with a massive head is going to sit right in front of you. And then that just ruins the experience for me. The best time I ever went to the cinema was when I was in there on my own. Ah, I went midday, I think, first showing while the kids were at school one day, and it was the best experience of going to the cinema I've ever had. Ah, loved it. Sat right in the middle of the cinema, screen right in front of me, not too far back. It was, everything was at eye level. Ah, man, best experience. But I watched this week Killers of the Flower Moon. Now, if you haven't seen this film, strap in, people. Strap in. It's a long one. Oh, it's a long one. It's about 3.5 hours, I think. It seemed longer. I ain't gonna lie to you. I am a massive Scorsese fan. And I love Leonardo DiCaprio in everything. Most of the stuff he's in is fucking great, you know. And it was just, oh, man, it was hard work. I'm not going to lie to you. I know everybody out there will say, like, it's a fantastic film. It's great. Because of the content of the film a lot of the time. It's about, like, Native Americans who discover oil on their land and then... Old Whitey, here we go. Old Whitey with their sensitive skin. Old Whitey with their sensitive skin come in and start bumping them all off. Essentially, that's the crux of the film. And it follows that all the way through. It jumps about a bit timeline-wise. After my discovery this week about how sensitive my skin is, all people in the past needed to do, it seems, from my experience, to quell what white people did was possibly just give them slightly harsh, chemically induced face wash. And that would have solved them, wouldn't it? You see, here we are solving problems from the past on the Ben Briggs podcast. Just give all those people who took over all those countries years ago really, really harsh face wash or grooming products, and it would have just taken them out of the equation. Oh, dear. Yeah, anyway, Killers of the Flower Moon, it was a tough watch, I ain't going to lie. You know when you're watching a film and you're watching it at home, you can't really do this at the cinema because somebody, you know, as soon as you pick up your phone in the cinema, the light just, it's like a searchlight, isn't it? You might as well have like German Messerschmitts coming over the top. It just goes up in a searchlight, doesn't it? So you can't look at your phone in the cinema without people tutting or anything like that, right? So you're locked in at the cinema. But when you're at home, this is my judgment of watching films. If I look at my phone, if I pick up my phone and just start sort of like looking at it within sort of like around about 20 minutes, that's when my interest, that's when you sort of like start gauging in it with a film. That's the worst thing about watching a film, 20 minutes in, when you start gauging it and you start thinking to yourself, oh my God, this needs to pick up the pace a little bit here, doesn't it? You know, I've invested 20 minutes of my time already. Do I go on? Do I not? It's a difficult one, isn't it? It's like going through a maze. Do I go on or do I just go back to where I started from? Forget this. I don't need the pot of gold at the end. It's fine. And then sort of like about an hour in, I was like, holy shit, I think there's about 2 hours of this fucking left. And then you're committed then, aren't you? You're thinking, this must get better. This is treacle for the eyes. I'm struggling here a little bit. You start texting people, don't you? Start messaging people. Hey, how's your day going? Are you all right? And the next minute, you've missed another 5 minutes of the film and you're like, oh, I'm never going to get back on track with this now. And I can't go back because I've got like a little bit of knowledge of what was going on, so I don't want to go back and watch that. Hang on, we'll pick it up. We'll pick it up from here. This is it. I'm going to get, you know. It's like a bad relationship, isn't it? When you're watching a film and you want it to get better, isn't it? You just keep on plowing through. Ah, oh, I'll be all right. I'll just stay around for a little bit longer. That's okay. It's all right. Oh, no, it's not got any better. Oh, I missed that bit. Oh, I'm lost. I'm completely lost and confused with this now. But let's keep plowing ahead anyway. See where it ends. Oh, Jesus. I don't know. So, yeah, it was some people may like it out there. I don't think it's Scorsese's best film he's ever done. He seems to be doing, like, loads of really long films. The Irishman was like that as well. But at least that had, like, a little bit of action in it. Whereas this is, it's a slow, slow film. I might give it another watch. Who knows? Here's me saying this. Hey, if you want to message me during a film, message me during that. I'll give out the times. I'm watching it between 2 and 5:30. And I might give it another watch. Just like, I don't know. I don't know if I can do it, though. Because now I have that knowledge and the expectations are low. I have the, you know, I was all excited waiting to watch that. The next film I'm excited about is Napoleon. It looks fucking great. I've seen the trailer. I just want to watch that. I don't know, people. What are we on? 29 minutes and 34 seconds. Holy shit. It's coming to the end. Yeah, so I haven't, like, I think over the next week I'm just going to try and moisturise my face quite a bit, write a bit of material, and just, I may watch that, I don't know, I just don't want to go back to it, people. You know what I mean? I'm going to feel like a battered wife. Going back. Everything's going to be fine this time, sweetheart. I swear to God, I've given up the drinking. And then the next minute, you're sitting in front of the TV crying. Ah, I don't know. I might give it another watch. Let's see. There we go. What better way to end this episode than a massive explosion outside? I don't know if it was caught on this, but that's what happened anyway. It is. Have a great bonfire night, Guy Fawkes night, whatever you want to do. Guy Fawkes, he fucked it up for himself, didn't he? To be honest, opening his trap, weren't he? Telling loads of people about what he's going to do. If you're going to do that in that day and age, I thought about this the other day. In that day and age, you haven't got mobile phones. You haven't got CCTV cameras. You've got none of the technology we've got today. If you get caught for something in that day and age, years and years ago, before technology, before electricity, all of that thing, you've only got to blame yourself, haven't you? opening your trap, telling too many people. You know, the communication, it's not like somebody just picked up the phone to Scotland Yard and dobbed him in. They've got to send a letter or a rider. Ah, Jesus. What a fucking idiot. Anyway, on that note, what better way to end this episode than on that note? That was episode 312. Holy shit, we're knocking them off. Batting them off one by one at a time, aren't we? 312 of the Ben Briggs podcast. I shall be back next Sunday without fail, people. Without fail or technical hitches. So have a great week. I'll speak to you next Sunday, motherfuckers. Take care.